Welcome back to TechNet Radio. Continuing our Windows Azure how-to series, Young Cho shows us how easy it is to create a virtual machine image in Windows Azure and then use that image as a template to deploy additional VMs. Tune in and find out how. Young, the mic is yours.
All right, I'm glad you're back. In this episode, we're going to continue with what we have built in the last one. What we are going to do is we are going to customize the image, customize the virtual machine, and then sysprep the image, and then use that as a template. Once we sysprep the image, we're going to add it into our Windows Azure library, and then we're going to use it as a template to deploy additional virtual machine. Here's how to do it. Let me show you.
I have a running virtual machine instance, and what I am going to do is to use this virtual machine as a baseline and create an image and use that image as a template to further deploy virtual machines. What we need to do is first to customize this virtual machine based upon our requirement, and then we can sysprep the virtual machine and then later add that into our gallery as an image. So let's go ahead and first connect to the virtual machine. And I am going to connect as an administrator. This is actually a certificate coming from the target machine. It's a self-signed certificate. And I'm going to OK that and yes. All right, so at this time we can customize the machine based upon our requirements. All right, if we go to roles and features, and I have added under file and storage services, file server resource manager. This will enable me to later do quota control on the storage. And if we click next, I also added .NET Framework 3.5 and other additional feature. But basically, I customize the installation the way I want it. And once I finish, I can then go ahead and sysprep the image. Before we do that, let's just go ahead and make sure we resolve all the error message. All right, and this is probably just a matter of time. Let's go ahead and do a refresh. All right, so we got everything ready. I'm going to shut down the server manager, and I'm going to bring up an admin prompt to sysprep the image. Basically, we're going to change the directory to Windows System 32 and sysprep. And then just type sysprep to bring up the sysprep application. Well, we want to do a generalized image, and we also want to do a shutdown. In other words, after we finish this prepping process, it will shut down the system. I'm going to OK that. So it's kicking off the sysprep process, and this will take a few minutes. It's basically going through the system settings and take up all machine and user dependent information. And once it's finished, it will shut down this virtual machine. So that at that time, we have VHD that we can use. So I'm going to let the sysprep process run for a few minutes, and then I'm going to pause the recording. When it finishes, we will come back to management portal and we should see a status stopped. All right, it just finished the process and has shut down the machine. It took about, in this case, 7 minutes. To create an image, we just need to highlight the virtual machine and click capture. And I'm going to give it a name. I'm going to call it Young Cho WS2012 base image. And yes, I have sysprepped the virtual machine. I'm going to OK that. Actually, we are seeing the image tab at this time, so it's creating this image for us. If you go back to the virtual machine instance, and this is the virtual machine instance that we use it to create the image. And once it finishes, it should remove this entry, because once we make it an image, it's a template. It is no longer a running, it is no longer a virtual machine instance. So once it finished, it will actually remove this entry, because once we make it an image, it is no longer a virtual machine instance. So it will get listed under the image tab, but the entry here will be removed. All right, it just finished and it removed the virtual machine entry. Now under image tab, we now see the image that's been added into this library. At this time, if we create a new virtual machine from gallery, we actually see the image that we just created as a template that's available for creating virtual machine. And it's also listed under my images. And this is the one we just created. And we can use this to further deploy virtual machine. For instance, I'm going to create this one called My Sandbox 1. And small is fine. I'm going to call it SB1 10. Next, and okay. So it is creating the virtual machine instance for us using that template. And if and we can create another one if we want to from the gallery, and using the same template, and this time I'm going to call it My Sandbox 2. And the DNS name will be SB20. Next, and OK. All right, so both virtual machines are up and running at this time. Let's go ahead and RDP into the first one. And it's called My Sandbox 1. And I'm going to connect as an administrator. Again, this is the certificate from target machine, My Sandbox 1. I'm going to OK that. So we are remoting into SB10, which is our My Sandbox 1. And let's go ahead and go to desktop, and let's bring up Server Manager. All right, let's go ahead and bring up roles and features, and we should have file and storage services, and we should have File Server Resource Manager installed. We have .NET Framework 3.5 installed. So this is indeed the image that we applied. And let's go ahead and disconnect from SB10. Let's connect to SB2. Do open, connect. Again, I'm going to connect with Sandbox 2 as the administrator. We're getting the certificate coming from the target machine, and we look at that, it is My Sandbox 2. self-signed certificate. Gonna okay that and yes. And remoting into the target machine. So this is SP20. And we are in. So let's go to desktop and we want to bring up Server Manager. Alright, so let's check the rows and features in doing next. Yes, this is our image. We do have File Server Resource Manager included, and we should have .NET Framework 3.5. Right. Now, if we bring up the Windows Explorer, and you'll notice that we have a C drive, which is our OS image, and then we have a D drive, which is a temp storage, which has our page file. And so this is a persistent VM, so for us to store data we need to attach additional data disk. And how do you do that? You go back to the management console. For instance, for my sandbox 2, we can simply say attach, and we're gonna attach an empty disk. Alright, in size we're just gonna say 5 gig and okay that. Alright, it's trying to attach the disk. Alright, at this time Windows Azure finished attaching the disk, and you notice that we also have a detach disk function that becomes available. So we attach a data disk, 5 gig data disk, to My Sandbox 2. If we go back to our RDP session, and let's do a refresh, or let's just go to desktop and come back, and we still don't see that attached disk. This is because the disk is attached, but you need to initialize it. So what we need to do is we need to go to disk management, which is in your admin tools, and then computer management and disk management. And we have a disk 2, we're gonna okay that, and that is our disk right there. Okay, so what we need to do is 5 gig, so we are going to basically make it a simple volume and put in our F drive and okay that, finish. Now we have an F drive, and that is our data volume, and we can go ahead and add our data. Let's, for instance, let's create a folder, crop document, and within that maybe I just create a new text document, the sales report. Alright, so that is my data disk. Let's do the same thing for My Sandbox 1 just to kind of get familiar with the operation. So we're gonna attach an empty disk. That's with My Sandbox 1. And let's give it this time, let's give it 2 gig. Just make it quicker, hopefully. And I'm okaying that. And so it's trying to attach the virtual disk to My Sandbox 1. This may take a few minutes, so I'm going to... Alright, it finished attaching the disk, and you notice we have the detach disk function available now. Alright, let me clear this message, and let's go ahead and remote desktop into My Sandbox 1, which is here. And Again, if we look at the Windows Explorer, at this time we still don't see our data disk. That is because we need to create a simple volume and give it a drive letter. So let's go to Computer Management, which is in the admin tools. All right, if we go to Disk Management, and we're going to OK that, and that is our disk. So it's online, we just need to make it a simple volume. We're going to assign a drive letter. Let's say we assign it to, let's say, G. Okay, we're going to OK that, finish. Alright, so now we're getting the G drive ready. So we come here, we do see the G drive, and it's about 2 gigabytes, and which is the size we specified. Go to the G drive, and we can start populating our data. Alright, create a new folder, and we can create our files. Here I'm just going to give it a rich document. This is the Windows Server 2012 installation procedure, things like that. So we now have a data disk that is persistent. And if we go back to our management portal and look at the disks, and that's our data disk. And they're actually associated with the storage account. So this is why they are persistent. So that's how you can add image and also attach data disk to an existing virtual machine. These are routine operations that we need to be very familiar with when operating in a Windows Azure virtual machine environment. And that concludes this presentation, and I'll see you in next episode of Virtually Speaking.